Have you noticed how often you finish a conversation feeling completely misunderstood? You explained yourself clearly, or so you thought, yet the other person walked away with an entirely different message. This disconnect isn't just frustrating. It's costing us relationships, opportunities, and peace of mind. Here's the surprising truth. Only 8% of your message comes through the actual words you speak. The remaining 92% flows through channels most of us never consciously control: our faces, our posture, the tone we use, even the space between us and our listener. What if mastering these hidden dimensions could transform not just how you communicate, but how you connect with everyone around you? Your body speaks volumes before you utter a single word. Think about the last time someone told you, "I'm fine," while their arms were crossed, jaw clenched, and eyes avoiding yours. You didn't believe them, did you? That's because your brain instinctively reads the 92% of communication that happens beyond words. Your face alone employs dozens of muscles that broadcast your inner state. A genuine smile requires just 26 muscles, while frowning demands 62. Yet somehow, we often choose the harder path. Holiday Inn understood this so deeply that when hiring 500 employees for a new facility, they rejected anyone who smiled fewer than 4 times during their interview. They weren't being superficial. They recognized that warmth and authenticity can't be faked through facial expressions alone. Eye contact operates as a direct channel to trust and connection. When you look someone in the eyes, you're saying, "You matter to me right now." When you glance away repeatedly, you're broadcasting discomfort, distraction, or disinterest, even if that's not what you intend. The path to being truly heard begins not with speaking louder, but with understanding the complete language you're already speaking. Your posture tells its own story. Slouching whispers insecurity, while standing tall declares confidence. William Danforth, founder of Ralston Purina, believed, "When a man sits straight, he thinks straight." Even your handshake communicates volumes: firm, warm, accompanied by direct eye contact. These nonverbal elements aren't accessories to your message. They are your message. Before you speak, people judge your credibility based on appearance. Emily Post captured this: "Clothes are to us what fur and feathers are to beasts and birds. They not only add to our appearance, but they are our appearance." Well-groomed hair, pressed clothes, and polished shoes signal, "I value this interaction enough to prepare for it." Details matter: clean fingernails, fresh breath, appropriate cologne. Classic, traditional attire serves you better than chasing trends. When in doubt, overdress. Showing too much respect is rarely offensive. Studies show formal attire increases productivity. President Bush required suits in the White House, and uniformed high school students consistently outperform casually dressed peers. Dressing well enhances performance. Maintain your clothing meticulously. Missing buttons, scuffed shoes, and wrinkled shirts signal carelessness that listeners project onto your ideas. If unsure what flatters you, shop with a well-dressed friend for honest feedback. Remember, horizontal stripes add bulk, vertical stripes slim, and black is universally slimming. Accept what you can't change. Clint Eastwood succeeded with squinty eyes. Beethoven composed while deaf. FDR led from a wheelchair. Your appearance is your story's opening paragraph. In a world of constant noise, listeners become magnetic. Stephen Covey taught, "Seek first to understand, then to be understood." This reversal transforms communication from competition into collaboration. Genuine interest isn't just pleasant, it's the foundation of influence. When Cecil Rhodes noticed his dinner guest arrive in shabby clothes while others wore formal attire, he quietly changed into an old suit himself, immediately easing his guest's discomfort. That's empathy in action, understanding discomfort and taking concrete steps to alleviate it. True empathy doesn't come naturally. We're inherently self-focused, but it can be learned through conscious practice. 3 ways to demonstrate genuine interest. First, remember people's names. Dale Carnegie called a person's name the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Second, respond to messages within 24 hours. Prompt replies communicate that they matter. Third, make what matters to them matter to you. When someone shares their interests, engage authentically with follow-up questions that show you're truly listening. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Most people think four times faster than they listen, planning their response rather than absorbing what's being said. Samuel Walton understood this instinctively. As a 14-year-old clerk, he established relationships with giants like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford simply by listening with genuine interest, the foundation upon which he built Walmart. Active listening follows four essential steps. First, pause what you're doing completely. Second, maintain direct eye contact. Third, listen to both words and tone. Emotional content often resides in how something is said. Fourth, respond with verbal and nonverbal cues, like nodding, smiling, and asking clarifying questions that demonstrate you're processing their message. When people feel truly heard, they trust you more and value your input. Ironically, speaking less and listening more makes you more influential. Mark Twain observed, "The difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and the lightning bug." Roosevelt demonstrated this when he changed world history to infamy in his Pearl Harbor speech. Choosing words carefully isn't about showing off, it's about communicating with maximum clarity and impact. While the average American's vocabulary has shrunk from 50,000 to 15,000 words over the past 50 years, building a robust word bank remains essential. Build connection by asking about others' personal and professional interests. Questions don't just gather information, they create bonds. Discover the power of laughter to disarm others. People naturally gravitate toward those who brighten rooms with well-timed humor. Preschoolers laugh 450 times daily compared to adults 15 times, explaining their healthier, less stressful lives. Articulate well by speaking slowly and clearly while completing your thoughts. Fast talkers make listeners uncomfortable, while unfinished sentences suggest disinterest. Avoid profanity, which indicates limited vocabulary and may offend. Finally, protect others' dignity by never unnecessarily correcting someone in public. Encouragement fuels success and motivation. William Arthur Ford captured this. "Flatter me, and I may not believe you. Criticize me, and I may not like you. Ignore me, and I may not forgive you. Encourage me, and I will not forget you." Yet studies reveal teachers and parents make negative comments 75 to 90% of the time, requiring four positive statements to offset one negative. In workplaces, praise reinforces culture, retains performers, and increases engagement. Fred Sivert of New York Life discovered simple appreciation yields incredible value. "Thank you for what you've done. I know you've put in extra time, and I see it." Mark Twain claimed he could live for a year on a good compliment. Stephen Covey described encouragement as making deposits in emotional bank accounts, while criticism makes withdrawals. Surveys show employees' biggest complaint is only hearing about mistakes. As a communicator, you have a responsibility to build hope through positive speech. Use your words to encourage rather than discourage, build trust rather than suspicion, and instill confidence rather than despair. Winston Churchill's inspiring broadcasts during Nazi bombing empowered the English people to overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. In a world drowning in noise, clarity, empathy, and authenticity have become superpowers. Remember, only 8% of your message lives in your words. The other 92% flows through your presence, attention, encouragement, and willingness to listen. These aren't just communication skills, they're life skills that shape your relationships, influence, and legacy. Start with one commitment. In your next conversation, focus on understanding rather than responding. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give someone your undivided attention. Notice how this shift changes everything. Then build from there. Dress with intention, speak with precision, encourage generously, listen deeply. Every conversation either builds connection or creates distance. Choose wisely. Your words are shaping your world right now. Make sure they're building the life you want to live.